So we have been listening your newest CD, Northland, and as we heard this somewhere, someone was like, Suomi rock, and then you have a very melodical beat song. So you make a very different kind of music.
That's right. Yeah, I think naturally, Kirsi, I'm a very happy kind of positive person, and so probably the upbeat songs are the obvious ones for me. But of course, like everybody, I have a lot of sadness and sorrow in my life too. And as you get older, more, because you lose parents and you lose friends and life's tough. And so I think the sad songs or the lament songs are very important. And I'm probably more keen on those now as I'm getting older. The ones that really talk about the sorrow but bring some of the hope of God. So, for example, when I sing a version of Finlandia, to me that is perfect because the tune is so sad, it's so Finnish, but there is a hope there. God's majesty is there somehow, and so this singing about God's hope in the suffering is really where I'm at now. So this next song, I Am Yours, is very much like that. It's a minor chord song. It's about Dietrich Bonhoeffer and his prison experience. And of course, my dad was a prisoner of war at the same time, a New Zealand pilot who was in Germany and in prison. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, a prisoner of the Nazis because he was part of the plot to kill Hitler, which as a pastor was a terrible decision to have to make. He took years to decide to do this, and he paid this terrible price, death right at the end of the war for his faith, for standing up against evil. And so I Am Yours is based on a poem he wrote right at the end of his life when he'd lost everything. He'd lost his fiance, he'd lost his Bibles, he'd lost his books, he'd lost his status as a pastor, lost his family, lost everything. And so he just said, but what can I say? Jesus, I am yours. That's all I have left. And so I think it's a great prayer for us in this modern world we're living in, where it's becoming harder to be a Christian, to hold the line for God's values. But Jesus will certainly give us the strength if we give our lives to him, much like Bonhoeffer did.